Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Fiona. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I write books. I am a stay-at-home mom to two girls, and I am a military wife, and we are actually getting ready to move soon. So
oh my gosh.
In a nutshell.
Oh my gosh. it's a lot of changes there. So.
It is.
Oh my gosh. So what came first, reading or the writing when it comes to romance?
Oh, 100% reading. When I was in college, which was for science, I started reading romance books just to kind of quiet my mind because it was kind of like watching a movie. I could zone out and focus on one thing. Mm-hmm. And so I just started falling in love with romance. They were easy reads for me and really enjoyable.
I love this. And what kind of romance did you read? Do you read contemporary, historical?
I don't really read historical, but just contemporary. So I first started with Harlequin Presents. Billionaire's Mistress and all those. And I still to this day probably have about 100 copies on my bookshelf. Mm-hmm. I go through them so quick. And then eventually I found an author in the back of a Cosmo magazine. And I started delving into like these actual, like the full, not actual, but like full length series books and things like that. So went further there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think category romance, it seems to be like a taster of what romance looks like. And you can read them in an afternoon. They're easy to do. You know what you expect. It takes you like an attorney. And then you grow up like, okay, I'm going to read like other romance or like they have different plots and different things. There are more characters, more world.
So I really like those ones, though. It was funny because I went from Presents to Blaze, which was my step up in heat.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I love Blaze. Like, I discovered Blaze after it was discontinued, and I was, like, so sad. I was like, it's such a good line. Like, why?
I know. They're so good. Some of my favorite authors were in there.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. They had Dare, but Dare is ending in June, so I'm like, I don't know what they're going to bring in. Like, hopefully they'll bring in some more spice, you know?
Yes.
So, people demand it. So. So let's talk about your writing. When did you start writing and what inspired you to get your writing journey?
When I graduated college, I was pregnant. And so we decided, and there wasn't really a ton of job opportunities in my niche around. So we decided I'd be a stay-at-home mom. I already had my oldest daughter starting school. And so I kind of got more into reading and I found Goodreads and I got into beta reading and content reading, and it kind of grew in itself when I started a blog, and an author in a one-off comment to my reviews was like, you should write your books. And I think that kind of stuck with me a little bit, and I've always been able to create stories. I've really enjoyed it. So not necessarily writing, but just kind of getting lost in my own head, I guess. And one day, I guess I just started to sit down and write, and I got to a certain point and wasn't turning back.
There you go. And you tend to write some taboo, some forbidden, you know. So what inspired you to write that kind of niche and the market? Like, is it something you're like, you want to be more edgier, or you just feel like this is like where the stories are leading you?
It was totally where the story was leading me. I ended up writing my first romance as a romantic suspense because if I ever stepped outside of romance books, it would be for mystery books.
Mm-hmm.
I really like those. And I just kind of had, I like to read spicier books, you know, Maya Banks and Shayla Black and, you know, the Menages and Lexie Blake and all of those. And I think because I really enjoyed reading those, I kind of led towards writing those a little bit. It wasn't necessarily an intention at first. I mean, my branding at first, there was no branding. It was like, this is me. Whoops. It didn't mean to be so sexy, but here we are. But yeah, not intentional. Totally where the characters lead me. And apparently I just have a lot of perverted characters.
I love this. Let's talk about Blame It on the Tequila. What is the elevator pitch for Blame It on Tequila?
Oh, elevator pitch. So it is a rock star romance at the core of it. A second chance romance with a little bit of forbidden in there. They are step siblings in the past, and you get a glimpse of that kind of forbidden tension between them. But when they meet back up, they are not. And you kind of get this illusion that something happened to make them split apart. And she ends up going on tour with him to help him write his new song. And just that forced proximity really tied him in. But I want to say it's a slow burn, but I don't really do slow burns in a certain way. It's always very high heat and high tension. I always find a way to like slip in, you know, foreplay or all this other stuff in here, these thoughts or dreams in this. So it's a high heat slow burn.
I love this. And what do you hope your readers to get out from reading your books?
I hope that they just get lost in the moment and it absorbs them into a story and gives them a reprieve from anything else. I know when I like to read books, ones that stick with me the most are the ones that hit the emotions. I may, you know, like a book and someone's like, oh, but this happened and this happened. I'm like, yeah, but I remember how I felt when I read it. I remember like my racing heart and just how happy I was reading it. And I hope I can give that same feeling to readers.
I love this. And so what has been the process of writing during the pandemic? Has it been any easier, any harder? How are you coping? You know?
Oh boy. So as I said, I have two girls and they are both in school and we did virtual learning for a year, not chosen. So they didn't go back to school until March of this year, middle of March, and it was only part-time. So I had to get very creative with my writing schedule. I got up earlier in the morning. I started getting up at 4:30 in the morning to write. And it was no longer sitting down and writing a chapter. It was, okay, I'm going to knock out 20 minutes here. It's going to be 10 minutes here, 50 minutes here. It's finding the time when you could between everything. It was very, very difficult to stay focused. And also homeschooling a first grader is mentally exhausting. And the last thing I wanted to do was write romance after that. So I had to get it done in the morning.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I think it's just like hiding the emotions, hiding that stuff. And like how much, you know, you realize like what you used to have is so precious. And you're like, oh my gosh, now I don't have the time to do. I don't have the energy, but you kind of have to make the energy happen, you know?
Yes. It took me a lot longer to write Blame It on the Champagne. It took me a very long time to adjust to that. But Tequila came together faster, but it ended up being a longer book. But I had a very understanding family. I had a lot of supporting friends and just got through it.
There we go. Awesome. And what are you working next?
I'm working on a few things. So if you've read it, there's a hint to the next book. As I've said, there's three books in the series, and there's only one girl left. So she's my next big project I'm working on. But I have a couple small things coming here and there that I haven't shared yet. But I'm pretty excited about them. But I kind of kept my summer light with the fact that I was moving. So I didn't want to try and squeeze. I didn't want to put myself on a too tight of a deadline.
Yep. I feel you. I completely understand. That's why. So tell us a book that you have read over however long it is, that you can stop thinking about, can stop crashing about, that you recommend to our listeners to pick up.
Can it be, is it like within the past year or?
There's no timeline. You can just, it can be the first book that comes to mind. So.
Oh, it's funny because I just packed up my bookshelf and I was going through books and I was just like, oh, I love this book. probably Penelope Douglas, either Birthday Girl or Credence, both of those.
Yeah.
I remember like panting with anticipation on these books. Mm-hmm. It was so intense and I love her books. Another series I have to share, another series, she's my all-time favorite, Tiffany Rice, the original mm-hmm. Sinner series.
Yes.
Those books are fabulous. And I am pretty picky about, not picky about what I read. I'll read anything, but mm-hmm. I don't usually read paranormal or fantasy or historical. Mm-hmm. I would follow that woman anywhere. She could write dinosaur books and I'd be like, all right, here we go.
There we go. Yeah. Did you read her Blaze trilogy, Tiffany Rice?
I haven't. And you want to know why? I do this thing with reader. I don't know if you do this or if I'm like a unique person or something, but like I hoard them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to be over. So a book that I will die for, all of a sudden it's been 6 months and I haven't read it.
I know. So I would tell you the Blaze series is perfect, like perfect reread for every fall. It's one for Halloween, one for Thanksgiving, one for December. And I have to tell you, they're like the perfect reads, like for that, you know, just like.
Oh, I have them all in signed paperback. I stalk this woman at every signing I go to. I have the editions, I have hardbacks.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I'm a TBR eventually. So
well, I'm actually going on vacation in a couple weeks, a beach. And you know what? I think those will be perfect beach read snacks, nice and light.
Yes, they are. It's awesome. So tell us where you can find you online.
Online. Pretty much everywhere. I think I'm in my Ever Reader group, Fiona Cole's Lovers. Mm-hmm. And then I'm on Instagram quite a bit. I like to share quick things through my reels and stuff. I plan on sharing about the move. We're renovating the house, so I plan on sharing that. Also, I think I'm going to start sharing. A lot of people ask me how I got into becoming an author, so I thought I would share kind of my experience from mm-hmm. then to now. And I recently delved into TikTok. It's a whole other beast, but I'm kind of just awkwardly dancing and sarcasticing my way through it.
I love this. Thank you, Fiona, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The Watch Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.